Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today, as well as my blessing. It's my blessing to be here, a mission and a calling, I do believe. Wow, what a weekend. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, O God, these times seem to continue to escalate with hate and sin. How can a people be so black of heart? My heart is burdened for all that are hurting, and I do mean all. But I am also angry, Father, at those who are using a horrific situation for personal gain. You have blessed us beyond measure, from the poorest to the wealthiest in this nation. Your grace and your mercy and your love continually forgiving us, yet I know you will not continue to allow the innocent to be victimized without your wrath eventually being unleashed. I pray for the souls of this nation. May something I say or do point others to you. May you put in the path of these other people who will lead them to you. May your people take serious your commandment and our calling. May we be your light unto all from this land and across the seas. I pray for the protection of our president, and Father, please put before him wise and godly men who will draw him closer to you, and you will lead him as he leads this nation through a viral pandemic of evil. We thank you, O God, for who you are. We praise you for your love and your grace and your mercy that you bestow upon us day in and day out, and we take for granted. We are in some tough times, but maybe every day is a tough time. People are hurting every day, and yet many of us don't realize it. We don't realize the pain that lies within others. Father, bring your people to truth and to knowledge that we might better serve you and to glorify your name for such a time as this. Amen. I was gone over the weekend and wasn't watching news too much, but I saw a lot of it on Twitter that comes up on my phone. And it was ugly. I went to Kansas. I have a son that lives there. And as we're driving through Lawrence, Kansas, there's protesters, peaceful protesters, protesting for what happened in Minnesota, in Minneapolis. I don't begrudge them that. I believe they have every right to do that and should protest. But it's gone much farther than just protesting. Eat the Rich. It's a song by Aerosmith and the chant of looters in the Rodeo Drive. When the people have nothing more to eat, they shall eat the rich. And that's coming from Jean-Jacques Rousseau, from a Genovan philosopher, writer, and composer. His political philosophy influenced the progress of the Enlightenment throughout Europe, as well as the aspects of the French Revolution and the development of modern political, economic, and educational thought. That's coming out of, you know, Wikipedia. What we're seeing across this nation is not a revolution. They're not asking for freedom or liberty. It is anarchy anarchy, a state of disorder due to absence of or non-recognition of authority. They recognize no authority. I understand what I don't understand what happened, but I understand the angriness of it. It sickened all of us. What happened to George Floyd? Do prejudices exist? Yes, they do. There's no denying that. And it's coming from all races. I have to laugh. I have a daughter-in-law that is Asian. And she was laughing at a lady that said, "Oh, are you the one who plays the piano at such and such church?" This was when she was in college in Hannibal, Missouri. And she said, "No." And the lady stumbled over what she was about to say next. Well, you know, you all college students look alike. And we, you know, we laughed about it. And I said, well, you know, she meant no prejudice. She wasn't being racist. She was being ignorant. And, you know, even amongst the Asians, I can't tell which ones are from China or Japan or Thailand. But they can. There is a difference. And it's just the way it is. It's not that I don't like one over the other, or I love them. I mean, there's no reason not to. So yes, prejudices exist, and so do ignorances, from every race. Should those cops be charged? Absolutely. Tried and sentenced when found guilty. Without a doubt. But these rioters, they dishonor the victim, George Floyd. And they hurt the family. I'm thinking about this poor family. They have had no time to grieve the loss of their loved one. What do they see when they turn on the TV? I believe protesting is absolutely okay. It is their right, given to them by the First Amendment. Absolutely. But destroying property is not a right. In my opinion, they're fueling the flames of those who already are prejudiced in their thinking. Those rioters could care less about the rule of law or authority. They are lawless in every way. And, you know, mob rule is not a good thing. They remind me of the old lynch mobs in the old West stories. They're looting mobs. And they continue to incite more of the same behavior. Unfortunately, it is our human nature. Mob rule. You follow the mob. You go along with the crowd. It is a rare man who doesn't. The rioters, they care not about equality or justice. People who want justice actually respect the law. They might want to improve it. That's what the protesting's about. Do something about those that are prejudiced, those that are misbehaving in their jobs. It's like the cops that did this the other day. The rioting and the looting is more about me wants and envy of others, which is what socialism is, folks. They took and they took and they robbed. From high dollar clothes, watches, purses, to drugs. We watched them do it last night, which is very... It was dark. I don't know how else to explain it. It was dark what we were watching. Animalistic. It was terrible. It was not about justice. There was no justice, cry for justice in that. We're headed into a break. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm telling you, I'm begging you, pray for this nation. Pray for the president. Pray that truth will prevail. And we will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America. And so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bring an America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, CSETalkRadio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I know this is probably all you're going to hear today on the news is about the rioting. And there are many who have encouraged this. And it's the wrong thing to do. Protesting is okay. Rioting is not. I saw on Twitter last night as I was headed home. I wasn't driving. Someone else was driving. So I was following the news on Twitter and on my phone. Conservatives and liberals alike were screaming out, "Where's the president?" Of course, you know, they were all upset, and it is saved. There was some damage, but the church that was a historical church was set on fire. St. John's Church there on Washington, D.C., and I guess that's not too far from the White House, like right across the street. What do they want the president to do? What exactly do they want this man to do? You know, they said he didn't handle the pandemic right, and then he did this, and then he did that, and nothing's been enough. It's either not fast enough, it's too fast. I mean, the man can't do anything to suit them. So, many of them are blaming, like Pelosi, she's blaming the riots on President Trump. Yet it's the Democrats that have encouraged it. Get out there. You need to just let them do this. Let them blow off their steam and ruin people's property. Well, it's not Pelosi's house that's burning. It's not her business. So they blame him for the rioting. For the cop who committed murder, they blame President Donald Trump. He did this right in front of the world. The cop did. And they blame the president. Well, that's just crazy. It makes no sense. Should he bring in the military and make a war out of what's already a war zone? Will America be accused of its own Tiananmen Square then? If the attacks on America, and that's exactly what this is, they are attacks. America is under attack. If they continue, and the governors and the mayors are not able to handle this war in their states and their streets and their communities, the president might have to step up. And it's not going to be a pretty picture. But neither is what the world is witnessing the past several days here in the United States of America. We are living in a sad and ugly time. But then hate is nothing new. Lying is from the depths of hell, and America has fallen away from the truth and the light. Can we find our way back? Will you pray and bring America home? We need a revival in this land, and it has to start with you. It has to start with me. We need a revival in the hearts of the people, all the people, every color, every shape, every size. Rioting in the streets is not a revolution. They are not trying to stand for liberty. They're not trying to stand for justice. They're not trying to cry out for anything with Mr. Floyd. They're looting and they're ransacking. And they're burning. And they're filled with hate and disgust and evil. One building was being robbed right before their very eyes last night. When I got home, it was about midnight, turned on the telly, and they're covering it all live. And the one guy there, and you could tell these journalists that are standing out there, these reporters, they're a little nervous. It's not a safe place to be. And there were very, very little authority as far as the police were concerned around. They were letting these people do this. And they were in one part of town, and then they came back into, so the rioters moved to a different part of the looters, and so some of the policemen came that way too. So there's like a group of 25, 50 people ransacking this place of business. And somebody turns around to the cop and says, "Aren't you going to do anything?" He says, "There's two of us. What are we supposed to do?" What did they want those policemen to do? To open fire? What did they want them to do? How were they going to drag one or two away and arrest them? I guess they could be like Keystone Cops, stuff them all in one vehicle, huh? What did they want them to do? Well, we've got their faces. Some of them didn't have masks on. They were ignoring the laws there in New York as far as social distancing and masks. And I guess that's okay. One of the articles, as I was watching all this on Twitter, and it was Ann Coulter and Sebastian Gorka and Dinesh D'Souza and his wife and some others. There was others that I follow on Twitter, and they were on fire as far as being excited. That was a bad phrase, I guess, under the circumstances. Ann Coulter was one of them, you know, retweeting somebody that says, "Where's our president? Where's our president?" What do they want him to do? Well, she tweeted out this article that's by a Heather MacDonald. And I say MacDonald because it's M-A-C space Donald, okay? A lot of times I do mispronounce, but that's the way that one is. "Darkness falls. The collapse of the rule of law across the country, intensified by Antifa radicals, is terrifying." Now, I want to point out that it was Saturday morning, I believe, that the president and the White House and the DOJ, I do believe, they announced that Antifa is now considered, which they tried to do this before, a terrorist organization. So, What do we have? We have Joe Biden's staff donate to the group to pay their bail and get them out of jail in Minneapolis. So we have the left, and AOC did this before, if you remember. I don't remember what state it was in or what university they were on, but they were committing crimes, and AOC contributed to their bail to get them out of jail. These are the people that are spitting on you, throwing eggs on you, beating you, pushing you down on the sidewalk and smashing your head as they keep their faces covered. And not because of a pandemic. Because they don't want you to know who they are. I see them as, this is just my opinion, as spoiled rich kids living in their parents' basement. They're bored to death. Their college is paid for and they just want to get out there and cause trouble. So they have some kind of a cause for socialism. They hate capitalism and they're rich because their parents are capitalists. Eat the rich. Who are they? It's not me. I'm not rich. This is insane. What we are seeing is a war. America is under attack. What happened to Mr. Floyd should have never, ever happened. And they need to pay dearly for what they did. But the rioting is not about what happened. More violence begets more violence. They're not after equality. They're not after justice. They want, some of them just want revenge, and others just taking advantage of a situation. They want to blame Donald Trump, so they continue to put it in his face. It is a bad time here in the United States of America. Pelosi is accusing Trump of fueling the flames. Well, I remember when we accused Obama of fueling the flames, and he did. Trump hasn't done that. Some of them are mad about his tweeting, and I'm going to talk about that here in a little bit. I'm really worried about our nation. The left, the right, the godless. It's a dark time. The article that this lady wrote is called Darkness Falls. We're reaping the evils of this nation. I am convinced of that. And the only way to change it is for this nation to come back to God. We've been away from him for a long time. But you can't do it as a nation. It has to be individuals. We have to spread the good news of the gospel. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'll be right back.
I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978 6168 and use the promo code Beth Ann to get 30% off plus free shipping.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-759-5081. That's 800-759-5081. 800-759-5081.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions, government micromanaging our lives, but do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
Have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to go to the phone lines. We're going to go to Tim in Iowa. Tim, how are you today?
Great, Beth. How are you doing? Hi, Beth.
I'm doing good.
The whole thing with this reminds me of something I learned in business class back in high school 40-some years ago. And I'll never forget the business teacher was trying to teach us business ethics. And he had a business professor, he had films he was showing us with this business professor out at Colorado University. And he was talking about how in the graduate school, he had tried for 2 or 3 years to get new paneling in the entryway, in the hallway to his building. And he was having trouble getting it through the administration to get it done. Well, he finally got it through, and he got brand new paneling out in that hallway. And it used to be that back then a lot of the students were scared their bikes would, you know, they'd bikes in the dormitory with their bicycle. They were afraid that they'd get their bike stolen, so they'd prop them up against the wall in the hallway. And, well, of course, when he got the new paneling, that had to stop because it was going to get wrecked. So he had signs up all over the place. And he had to park your bike out in the bike rack at that time. And the first day of school, sure enough, some student comes in there, puts her bike in the hallway, and it slides all the way down that paneling and scratched the heck out of it. I was so mad. He says, I went out with my big cowboy boots on because I'd been working chores that morning. That's the kind of guy he was. And I started kicking, he said. I broke the spokes. I broke everything on that bike. And she's standing there crying at me. How can you do that? How can you do that? He says, look, kid, you saw the signs, right? No bikes in the hallway? Yeah. Well, you break my toys, I'm going to break yours. And that's what I would do with these protesters. I'd grab every cell phone in the whole group. I'd go right through. I wouldn't hit them. I'd grab their cell phones, and I'd take my big SWAT boots that I have on or my shield or something, and I'd crush their cell phone for them. Just crush it and see how they feel. They're destroying property that isn't theirs. But the thing I learned from that is you destroy my toys, I'm going to destroy yours. And
you know,
grab your cell phones, and this will break it up.
They're destroying property that had nothing to do with anything. I mean,
exactly. We're
talking about in California. We're talking about New York. They had rioting going on in Kansas City, probably in St. Louis. I didn't hear about that. And it's all over the place. And those business owners had nothing to do with any of this. Nothing to do with it. They may be the good guys, but there has been more crime against white people because of the racism that they claim we have. And I'm not going to say it doesn't exist, but not in the majority. The majority of Americans do not feel that way.
I'm watching some cowards beat up some elderly people at their fireplace door out on the sidewalk right now. Cowards they are.
I saw them do a woman that way. I saw them take it to a woman.
Oh, my gosh, she just slammed her right against the window. And you can hear her get slapped all the way across the street.
And nobody's doing anything about it. And where's the women's rights groups?
Yeah.
Where are they? Hiding?
Yeah, don't beat them up. Don't take them to jail. Just start breaking their stuff, and then they'll know how it feels. I'll never forget that lesson to this day. I never forget that. He was, I taught heck, but I'm a tenured professor, he said.
All right, well, I'm going to let you go. I've got some other callers that are waiting to get on.
See you,
Tim. See you. We have Larry from Florida.
Hi, Ben.
Hi, how are you doing today? Good morning.
You know, you get all nostalgic about the way this country used to be, and Norman Rockwell and God, apple pie,
sometimes,
and flag. Now, we got to remember one thing. Me and you and your entire listenership, we're all senior citizens. And we
be careful now.
When this country was 90% white, all the power in all the Congress, the state houses, the governors, the county commissions were all white Christian men. Now, things changed quickly in the last 50 years, and now the inmates are running the asylum. The demographic changes. We got 20 million illegal aliens running around. Blacks are getting into power just because they're black. The founding fathers didn't want women to vote, and they didn't get to vote till 1920. Now we got feminist mayors running wild. The homosexual agenda is running wild. We went past the tipping point a long time ago, and there's no way on earth we're going to bring America home and go back to God the way you want us to do.
Well, that's not an encouragement on a Monday, is it?
I'm just saying it the way it is.
Well, you know, as our generation, I don't know how old you are. I do know how old I am. Thank you for telling the world I'm a senior citizen. And but, you know, it's my generation, with the feel-good generation, they're the ones that have torn this nation apart. And I do believe it's all things are possible with God. And if we would all turn back to God, yes, it would. Is that going to happen? I don't know, Larry. But
we've reached the perfect storm now. The economy is going to crash anyway, whether there was a coronavirus or not, just because of the debt bubble. Peter Schiff has been saying this for years. Socially, we've gone nuts. The economy's going to go. So we're in the perfect storm right now. And the best thing can happen is if the whole thing comes crashing down and we can rebuild it once all the smoke clears.
And, you know, that kind of goes along with one of the quotes of the founding fathers that, you know, once it's corrupted, there's no way to do it other than to completely remove the corruption. The Constitution, there is nothing wrong with it, but there is something wrong with Congress. And it doesn't matter what color they are there in Congress. There's corruption is just rampant there. And it's definitely we're being run by the asylum. You're absolutely correct. The criminals are running this place. Yeah. I'm going to appreciate your call because I got one more call to go to here before the break.
Okay.
We have Joe. Thank you. We have Joe from Arkansas. Joe, how are you today?
Yeah, I'm okay so far. And how are you, Beth?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
All right. Well, this looks to me like another example of how the country has got so much trouble because we've got so far away from the original design of the founding fathers. The reason I say that is this. In the Constitution, it says that one of the functions of the militia is to put down insurrection. And clearly, this is communist insurrection against the country. But they're organized, and the militia, you know, the patriotic armed citizens, they are no longer organized. They no longer have any role in the country, you know, although they still legally exist, and there's still millions of patriotic armed citizens out there that they're very competent, very capable, could do something about this, but they're not allowed to. You know, we've always been, it's always leave everything to the police, leave everything to the police. Now we've got a problem bigger than the police can handle. But, you know,
absolutely.
I would think that if President Trump, as commander-in-chief of the militia, as president, would give the militia permission and authority to put down this insurrection and give it some organization, then the people could do it. But it looks like maybe the problem is, you know, just too big for the police to handle, and that's why it's getting out of control. Plus, the police and all these cities are controlled by Democrats. Government that don't want them to do anything about that.
And the police have been told to stand down and not do anything, and now it's really getting out of hand. We're headed into that break. Joe, thank you so much for your call. Appreciate your input every day. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we will be right back.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes, with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet is help tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small. And it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. I use MyPillow and so does my husband. We sleep better and wake more refreshed, ready to conquer a new day. You can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is bringing back the BOGO offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free. Enter promo code BethAnn. Call 1-800-978-6168 for these great radio specials. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot hearts, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now, and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. And we have the charge of listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm chuckling because I was having to get on to Rudy. He's messing with my computer while I was sitting here. I was getting on to him for it. We have a new sponsor before we get on with the final segment of today's show. Makeup America. Now, we had Rhonda on. And I kind of told you secretly while we were on the air that I was going to try and get her to advertise. And she's going to join us at least for a few months. Makeup America, it's a brand new line of makeup, and it's made right here in the USA. And I want you to go to their website. It's makeupamerica.us. Makeupamerica.us. And right now she's handling lipstick and lip care and fingernail polish. And she's got some beautiful colors, the Independence Red, Lady Liberty Blue. There's a variety of the white. I really like the white fingernail polish. And I've been wearing some of her lipstick, and I like it. I like the way it feels. It's good. Makeupamerica.us. If you order from them, use the promo code when you order from them, not if, because I know you're going to want this. And you're going to want it for 4th of July, which is coming up. Use the promo code BETH20. That's the number 20, BETH20, and you'll get a 20% discount on your order. That's makeupamerica.us, makeupamerica.us. Now, going back to what's been happening in this country, and, you know, we've seen an awful lot in the last few months. We've seen an awful lot in the last several years, and not just during President Trump's administration. But the 2 years of the Obama administration, and we've had globalists like George Bush, both of them, and we've had globalists like Clinton, socialists and globalists, who believe in capitalism for themselves, just not for everybody else. And what we have seen here lately is tyranny. And what we are seeing in these riots is not protests. They are riots. It's anarchy against any kind of authority in this nation. They're not leading a revolution for freedom and liberty. Not even close. They're trying to pull this nation apart. pull it apart. And I have a fear that we don't have enough people in this nation that even know their Constitution at all. I'm pretty much, you know, ignorant of some things. It's a document that is your document. It's your contract with these elected officials. It's not their contract with you. This is a republic, was established to be a republic. It's being run like a democracy, and they keep screaming that at you, and that is mob rule, which is why they're okay with this rioting. As long as it's not in their neighborhood, they're fine with it. Now, Victor Davis Hanson, he wrote today, he says, despite the media focus on volatile polls, he says, even the weaponized news cycle ahead will favor Donald Trump, will favor him in lots of ways. Blue states with tails between their legs will follow restarted states. The more so big city rioting seems to be given an exemption. Now, he's talking about this article, and it's very lengthy. He's talking about the polls and Donald Trump and the tweeting and the constant barrage at him of hatred. But he says in this, of these mayors and governors, if the state is not going to arrest hundreds of arsonists and thieves without masks, it certainly cannot detain the fine a barber or a florist at work with them. In a civilized society under medical quarantine, destroyers without medical masks cannot outweigh creators with masks. Now you think about it. These are the same governors and mayors who were threatening you, the citizen, if you dare go out without a mask, if you dare open your business. But they tell these cops, stand down and let these people destroy property. The rapper that said, they have no choice but to loot. Of course they have a choice. Looting is not a revolution. It's a crime. They're not screaming for equality as they rob and burn and steal people's property. This is anarchy against you. Okay. They hate the cops because they're a symbol of authority. And because of what this man did. There's a few bad apples and it ruins everything. Don't believe that song. One bad apple does ruin the whole barrel. That doesn't mean they're all bad. It's the perception of it. Well, that works both ways. We know that everyone that's looting and burning don't represent America. That's not who we are, to quote President Obama. We're better than that. We are better than that. But evil exists in this world. I love Larry. I love Larry's been calling in. He's one of my listeners from Florida. But I hope he's wrong. Because I know there's power in prayer. But we have got to do more than just pray. That's not enough. You got to put actions to those prayers. God didn't say a prayer and stick your feet up on the chair and on the desk and let me work. He needs us. He wants us. I don't know that he needs us. We've been called to do something. And we've not been doing it. We say, oh, that's their truth. You know, that's my generation. Their truth, my truth. What happened to that? Well, the Democrats got in charge. The unlawful got in charge. Not just the Democrats. There's Republicans, too. They're corrupt. And yet we keep electing them. People like Joe Biden have been in office for 40-some years. I have a record. Yeah, you do have a record, and it ain't good. They hate America, but they love your money, and they're breaking you. And the rioters, the Antifa, there's suspicions that they're being funded, and obviously Joe Biden's campaign group, they decided to take up a fund to get him out of jail. AOC did the same thing just a year and a half or so ago. Let the criminals out. Put the law-abiding citizens who want to work in jail. Something wrong with that picture, isn't there? Let the criminals vote. Put these law-abiding citizens away. Don't let them vote. We're in a mess. And I think it's because we the people have been ignorant for so very long and blind to what is really needed in this land. Study your Constitution. Read that Declaration of Independence and know what a revolution truly is. And let's please bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.